Go ahead, Mike, see if I've got it. Yeah, I decided, well, the, I've got the 510 series, and it's got the same thing, the RSP, whatever that thing is. And it's just like my, on my FTDX-10 when you kick into DNR. It'll help in certain circumstances, and other circumstances it takes away too much. And I just, you know, I'm not going to use it in a vehicle. I have the 400 in my truck, and you know, the wife's not going to let me put one in her car, so that, and I don't fit in her car very easily. So this is strictly for here, and the 510 and the 100, and those are for the system fusion setups and all those that I'm hoping will start becoming more popular again. And I think Kurt said it's back and up and running, so I'm looking forward to playing a little bit of that here in the future too. And this one will, the new one will be available for the other side of the experience. So I'm glad to hear you say you liked it. So I kind of looked at the reviews, and it met all my expectations and needs. So I'm looking forward to playing with it.
Yeah, like I said, it's a good radio. I had it in my vehicle for a while, and kind of where I had it mounted, I got a small truck, and when the wife was made, kind of blocks her cup holder, so I took it out, and I think I'm going to leave it permanently in the house now, because I like it for the house. Like I said, it's a great radio. Right now, I'm pushing 51.5 right now with this new meter I got from the Hamfest, and then it's a good radio. I like it. I bought it, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago. They had a pretty good sale on them, so that's why I bought the RAS over the non, or else I probably would have done the same thing as you, saved a little bit and got that, but I can't complain. It's works great. I'll give it back to